Hello, all over the world. Thank you for tuning into the Financial Mindset Podcast with Coach O. I am excited to be here, and I hope that I say at least one thing that will shift your financial mindset. This podcast will help you have a mindset shift to generate wealth and help you take action in your life and your finances. There is financial advice all around us, but I want to share 7 pieces of financial advice that will give you a head start in front of many that are running the financial race and help you become the leader of your circle. The people you spend the most time with has more impact on your thought process and your life's progress than you realize, think about, or want to admit. Jim Rohn said, "We are the average of the 5 people we spend the most time with." Wow. You just may want to check out your circle. I think this is very impactful and important to know. The reason this happened is because of their example and model. As we recognize their positive aspects, we seek to emulate those characteristics in our own lives. And we must not overlook the fact that we will emulate the negative ones too if we're faced with the wrong thing at the right time. Another reason our circles are an influence is because of the quality of conversations we have and the advice that we share. The more quality time we spend with people, the more nuggets of wisdom we begin to hear from them. Nuggets of wisdom may not be all you get, but that should be your focus. We all should seek positive influences in our lives and model their examples and ways of doing things that has worked for them. So I have to ask you one question. Two questions. What is the single most significant piece of financial advice that you have ever received? And the second question I want to ask is, how has it improved your life? So I need you to think about it. This is not just about listening to another podcast. This is not just about, thinking about our finances. But we need to know the best advice, financial advice, do you believe you have ever received, and how has it improved your life? So on this podcast, I want to share 7 pieces of financial advice that I have adopted and used in my own life, and I find them to be very useful, and I pray that I say something that will be useful unto you. So one, you want to create spending priorities. You want to create spending priorities. You got to know that parties and fun should not be your whole life. You should have a good idea of what you value in life and what kind of lifestyle you really want to lead. And this means that it is time to stop spending on stuff that isn't value added. I'm not telling you something that I don't know about. I'm not telling you about something that I haven't lived. I spent a lot of money on a lot of stuff that was a complete waste of money. I wish I had someone to give me the advice that I give as it relates to money. Sit down and think about what it is that you want to accomplish with your money, and then create a list of spending priorities that work for you. Not what works for everybody else, but what works for you. And then spend according to those priorities. Your spending will be more in line with your values, and you will be happier as a result. If you are married, you got to have both parties involved. Both parties must participate. You need to talk about it and not just assume what things are important or what things you want to spend, you know, funds on. We have to focus our attention in the right areas and in the areas that you have identified as priorities. You must focus. So for me, I focused a lot of my attention on my home, travel, investing in my businesses, my children, and myself. So again, create spending priorities. Don't just go spending willy-nilly. Don't go just go and spend just because you see it or you see somebody else. Have a list and make sure you're spending on things that is adding value to your life. Number two, evaluate your financial progress thus far. How far have you come? Acknowledge your progress. And you don't have to go and buy something to acknowledge your progress. You can acknowledge it in a way that don't require you to spend money. It will provide you with the motivation you need to keep going when you acknowledge your progress. Honestly, evaluate your missteps and figure out how to fix them. You're not fooling anyone but yourself. And depending on who's listening, if you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, you're old enough to recognize what you should be doing, but still young enough to recover from some of the financial stupidity that may have afflicted you early on in life. Don't get offended. Get it right. Wait. Don't get too comfortable, because time is ticking and you can do some recovering, but it will take a lot more effort if you don't start now. So number three, we want to make sure that we increase our emergency fund. Take a look at your emergency fund and ask yourself, is it big enough to cover your current lifestyle? $500 in a savings account is simply not enough. You know, maybe if you needed to replace a microwave or something, but that would not even come close to cutting a real emergency. If you had a significant change in your weekly, bi-weekly, or monthly income, you need to keep at least 6 months of emergency funds on hand. Increase your rainy day fund, because I promise you that one day you are going to encounter a financial thunderstorm and you will wish you would have listened to the advice that was given to you before the destruction. Number four, pay down high interest debt. If you're still weighed down by high interest debt, now is the perfect time to dig your way out. But how do you get started? One tool that you can use or that is particularly helpful is a 0% or balance transfer credit card. While getting a new credit card might seem counterproductive, this type of card can actually improve your finances if you use it wisely, only if you're going to use it with precautions. Because most 0% interest and balance transfer credit cards offers a 0% from anywhere. It offers 0% from anywhere from 12 to 21 months. So if you are tired of paying a ton of money towards interest every month, signing up for a balance transfer credit card and transferring your balances to score 0% is a quick and easy way to get out. Once your balances are safely at 0% for at least 12 months, You can throw all your extra cash towards your debts and pay them off a lot faster. But another option, which is one I really like and I use myself, is to use Dave Ramsey's debt snowball. The debt snowball method is a method reduction strategy in which to pay off bills in order of your smallest to the largest, regardless of the interest rate. But it's more than a method of paying off bills. The debt snowball is designed to help you change how you behave with money so you will never go back into debt again. So it forces you to stay intentional about paying one bill at a time until you're debt free. And if you behave with money so you would never go into debt again, it forces you to it forces you to be disciplined. And that's what we need to be with our money. We need to have discipline, and it gives you power over your debt versus your debt having power over you. When we pay off the first bill and move to the next one, we will be able to see that debt is not our boss. And it's not the boss of our money, but we are the boss. And that we know what needs to be done, how it needs to be done, when it's going to be done. And so we want to make sure that when you're paying off those bills, that you're taking what you would have been taking to pay a monthly note on the last one that you paid off. And then you'll pay that on the next one. And you start to knocking off that debt. You see your progress, and you just begin to really get excited because you see the fruit of what you are doing. So you want to list all your debts from smallest to largest, and then you want to make minimum payments on all your debts except for the smallest one. And then you want to, as Dave would say, throwing as much money as possible to the one, to the smallest one. And then once that debt is gone, take its payments and apply it to the next smallest debt while continuing to make minimum payments on the rest. And you repeat this method over and over and over again as you plow away through your debt. And the more you pay off, the more your freed up money grows like a snowball rolling downhill. And so we got to know that great personal finances don't happen by chance, but they truly happen by choice. It is the decisions that we make with our money and what we do with our money, the priorities that we make when we spend our money, is that's going to make all the difference in the world. And then, so you want to look for good value. You work hard for your money. Make sure you are getting the best value for the money that you work so hard for. This doesn't mean you have to get the cheapest of everything. You don't need to get the cheapest thing now that you can afford items of good quality. Find ways to save a quick dollar, but get value. Make purchases based on true value, financial and emotional, rather than solely on the bottom line. Buying cheap is not always the smartest, because you have to repeat the same purchase if it is something that you need that don't last. So look for value. And then you want to value your time. I'm sure you've heard the expression, time is money. Your time is more valuable than anything else. Why do you think that, Coach O? Because time is one of those things that once it's gone, it's gone. You will never see that day. You will never see that time again. So, you know, I am the procrastination coach, and I teach my clients that they must value their time, and you must value your time too. You don't need to constantly trade time for your money, but you need to look for ways to maximize your time and for your time to earn more efficiently for you. And if you can afford it, don't be afraid to pay others to take care of those mundane tasks that you don't want to waste your time on. And now for the last thing that I want to share with you tonight on this podcast is protect your financial assets. Do you have property insurance? If not, now is the time to get it. You have more than likely accumulated more valuable things from either a nicer car to a bigger house or whatever it is that you have accumulated. You probably have more to lose in the event of a catastrophic incident. Even if you rent, You should get renter's insurance. Think about the things you have. What would it cost to replace them? Insurance can help you cover that cost without breaking the bank. So remember, you're not going to get all the financial education in one podcast. You're not going to get all the financial education in one conversation. And you're not going to change your financial habits overnight. But if you begin to change a little bit at a time, take it one step, one day, one debt at a time, you will begin to see the changes in your finances. You will begin to see the changes in your bank account. You will begin to see how money can make you really feel and how being debt-free can make you feel too. So again, I thank you for tuning in, and this podcast will help you have a mindset shift to generate wealth and to help you to take action in your life and your finances. You have been tuned in with Coach O, the founder and CEO of Action Speaks Volume Incorporated, where I help you to build unshakable confidence. I help you to stop procrastinating and to get your dreams out of your head and to your life. I help you have a financial mindset that will help you begin to build a legacy and to spend on those things that are of a priority. I pray that you would tune in on our next podcast.